Hello and welcome to this special edition of the RHS Gardening Podcast, celebrating 50 years of the UK's largest community gardening campaign, RHS Britain in Bloom. I'm Sian Thomas, Garden Visits Editor for the RHS, and coming up in this podcast, we'll be looking at how Britain in Bloom helps to create lasting improvements to local environments for people across the UK. We'll visit Britain in Bloom projects in both Bath and Manchester, and hear about what's in store for our golden anniversary, and importantly, how you and your community can get involved. The Britain in Bloom campaign was launched in 1964 by the British Tourist Board, based on the example set by Fleurissement de France to market the country through floral displays. Since then, it's become part of the UK's cultural and horticultural landscape, inspiring millions of people. Today, it involves more than 3,900 groups and hundreds of thousands of volunteers, donating more than 10.9 million hours to projects which benefit the wider community. Bath was the first city to win Britain in Bloom 50 years ago. Bill Bailey started gardening for Bath's Park Department in 1958, and he remembers the early days of the campaign well. Here he describes organising one of the first judging tours.
Obviously, I was here pre-Britain in Bloom. We used to have to decide which was the best way to do a route to come into the city so that people thought, well, oh, we're going to come to Bath shopping again because we can see those flowers again. And people were then coming from all over the world to see the teddy bear picnic and butterflies and trains. We used to advertise the proper three-dimensional figure of the train. It became, well, worldwide, you know, in the early days.
Stan Hitt became head of the Park Department in Bath in 1966. He remembers how the emphasis in the early days was very much on floral displays and trader participation.
I'm Stan Hitt, and I used to be the head of the Parks Department here. Way back, a long time ago. Came here in 1966, just after the Britain in Bloom started. People from overseas have always enjoyed their flowers, no doubt about it. I came across some Americans and I heard one say to you, gee, there are flowers everywhere. You know, they obviously lap them up. And I know someone who went to holiday in Rome, and when she said where she was from at the reception desk, they said, oh, that city with all those lovely flowers. This was in Rome. So, we did become internationally renowned. Things were different, as Bill said. There was certainly a lot of emphasis on trader participation, and we had our own Businessmen's Floral Association here that kept them all at it and raised money to pay for displays in the city. One of the first things, any new shop that came to the city, first thing they did was put flowers out because they wanted to be part of it. They could see all the flowers everywhere else.
The council bent over backwards to try and instigate Britain in Bloom, and the South West Tourist Board did a competition, was it for the Gordon Ford Trophy,
Gordon Ford Candlesticks for trader participation, yeah, which became a national award, and Bath won it 7 times. So our trader participation was second to none in those days.
To achieve what we've achieved, I suppose, or the staff have, we've been very lucky, haven't we? And we've been very lucky to be here with it going on because, I mean, you sort of live it.
Today, groups get involved in a huge range of community projects. Here's Sophie Dawson, who coordinates the campaign.
Groups get involved in all sorts of things. It really depends on the local area and what the local community needs. But it's environmental projects, so community gardening projects, but they might also be doing litter picks, they might be looking after wildlife reserves, environmental projects. Lots of groups will manage town centre displays of flowers or will work in parks with local authority staff to look after local areas. This year we did a survey into the kind of activities that groups get involved in, and over 60% plant edibles and 58% are involved in transforming derelict land. So areas that previously may have been prone to fly tipping, where you'd walk past and it would depress you every day, the local community would come along and they'd clean it up and they'd fill it with plants and then care for that area on an ongoing basis. That's the kind of project that Bloom Groups will really take forward.
So what kind of projects are our first winners in Bath involved in this year? Volunteer Stephen Brook is a member of the Bath in Bloom Committee.
Well, we have regular meetings each month as part of the committee's remit, but then we go on to organise various events and so on. We have a charity event coming up in the summer. We've got a street party locally that we're organising and promoting Bath and Bloom and the horticultural side of it. We're involved with the environmental side of it, you know, litter picking groups we try to organise and things like this all around various parts of the city. We try to encourage various shops and businesses to get involved in any way they can, putting up hanging baskets, planters and stuff like that. Anything that just sort of brightens up the city, makes it more attractive.
Anyone can get involved. Villages, towns, large cities and urban communities. Even small groups of volunteers who are working together in their street can join in via the It's Your Neighbourhood level of the campaign. Sophie Dawson.
Britain in Bloom is fundamentally about transforming places and enabling people, empowering people to make a difference where they live. Rather than walk past something that's been bothering them, it's about getting together with your neighbours and saying, actually, we can do something about this and we can make this a place we want to live in.
RHS It's Your Neighbourhood is the part of Britain in Bloom that's designed for small, volunteer-led groups working on very local projects. For example, those focused entirely on one street or alley. It's Your Neighbourhood was launched in 2006 and has been very popular. We spoke to volunteers from an It's Your Neighbourhood group in Didsbury in Manchester.
My name's Heather Stemp. I'm a member of the Friends of Fletcher Moss and Parsonage Gardens. I'm also one of the volunteers who does all the gardening here. Our aim is to make Didsbury, which is a suburb in the south of Manchester, as attractive as possible for everybody who lives and works here, and for the shops and the offices, and really just to bring colour into people's lives. And all we've got about 14 sort of subgroups of It's Your Neighbourhood, and we're all doing our own bit towards it.
My name's Judy Robinson, and I'm help with the community orchard and with what goes on in Parswood Avenue. Parswood Avenue neighbours got together for two street parties. Our avenue is a U-shape, so we don't tend to know the people who live round the bend. And we got to know people, and people were very interested in making the avenue look more attractive, because we had an embankment down one side that was full of brambles and all sorts of weeds, and gradually litter got put into that, and my husband decided that he was going to clean it up. And following on from that, we got together with neighbours. We got some free bulbs from the City Council, and we had a road closure for a Sunday, and we planted 2,500 bulbs, which look fantastic, and they're coming up again at the moment. And more recently, we've got together, we've had a meeting to see where we're going forward from here. And the plan is to put all the grass verges to have flowers in them round the trees, and to do more work on the embankment.
I've been involved, I suppose, for about 5-6 years now with community gardening. And apart from increasing my knowledge hugely of plants, because I found that nobody knows everything, so we've all learnt from each other, very much so. But also, it's been a great way of making new friends and getting involved with other activities. I am so busy and so involved, I don't know how I had time to go to work before. But I would recommend it to anybody. It doesn't matter if you don't know anything. Some people come and say, I'd like to be a volunteer, but I don't know anything. And we just pair them up with somebody who knows a little bit more than they do. And that's how we learn, and it just grows from there.
Stephen Brooke.
Bath's always been known for its flowers and its beautiful parks. And so that there's obviously that side of it which benefits everybody, visitors, residents and so on. But beyond that, I think neighbourhoods, you know, when they're improved, and even in small ways, can make quite a difference, can cheer people up, and it makes people feel more proud of their local communities within the area that we work. So it does make quite a difference, I think. And I think, you know, people start to appreciate that it is, you know, that everybody has a role to play. I think that's quite important. And then you find people coming forward to, you know, offer their help in little ways, things like that. But, you know, collectively, they all add up.
One place where the campaign has truly benefited all members of the community is at the White Moss Club for Young People in Charlestown, Manchester.
Yeah, my name's Johnny Biggs. I'm a volunteer youth worker. I've been volunteering for 18 years now.
My name's John Biggs. I've been involved with the White Moss Club for Young People for some 50 years now. We've been involved with It's Your Neighbourhood for quite a number of years now, I think about 7 years, and we've kind of progressed over those 7 years, and we've brought communities together and developing lots of things around the centre. We have developed a sensory garden, particularly for special needs children and adults and people within the community, and we've developed that from absolutely derelict land, and now we've actually got our own allotments, so we're growing our own vegetables and we're actually using those for cooking for our value and older people. It involves, the sensory garden involves lots of people from club members, from the community coming in, helping out. They're digging, they're grassing, they're doing all sorts of jobs and planting lots of herbs. And this is the type of kind of flower and plant that we, it's that smell and the touch for the special needs children. They love that type of thing, and we found that very, very rewarding for the centre.
I've been getting young volunteers involved as well, and neighbours, recruiting neighbours to help out, and we've also got schools in the area that have a plot in the allotments, and they grow their own food, and that's what's good, to get the young kids involved in learning how to grow things. And then we, when all that's grown, we deliver it to the old people's home over the road, and they get to eat all the stuff that we grow. So it's part of seeing it as a seed, and then we get the kids to go down and deliver it to the old people's home. So it's good to see start and finish.
And it's just that intergeneration thing, which is so important to me and to our committee members and to all the volunteers that keep the place going.
As we've heard, Britain in Bloom inspires groups to make a difference. The projects create opportunities for groups to share ideas amongst themselves and learn from each other. The RHS also provides advice to every group that takes part through a magazine and online resources to help people set up groups and to grow them.
And I think that's where the RHS has helped us, because it's just given us a vision of what we want to do for the future. And as year and year has gone, we've done something different and we've progressed, and I think without that RHS, the Britain in Bloom kind of projects, we wouldn't have got as far as we have got.
As part of Britain in Bloom, awards are given out in recognition of horticultural achievement, but also for environmentally responsible activities, such as efforts to help wildlife and preserve resources. The campaign also recognises efforts to involve the wider community, to educate young people in horticulture and to engage with businesses. Here's Bath in Bloom's Barry Cruz.
Children play a vital part in our entry into Britain in Bloom, as they do indeed in everybody's entry. We mentor a school, which we show the judges en route. When they judge us, we stick with them year round. We get involved with the projects they do. We get them sponsored. We encourage them to enter the It's Your Neighbourhood scheme. And I think we have two schools which are outstanding, won outstanding awards in the IYN scheme.
As you'd expect, with 2014 being our golden anniversary year, many of Britain in Bloom's groups have organised really special events to mark this momentous occasion. Here's Sophie Dawson.
So to celebrate this year's 50th anniversary, 50 years of Britain in Bloom, we'll be growing for gold and getting groups up and down the UK to plant golden pollinator-friendly sunflowers.
And as Barry explains, Bath also has some special events planned.
This year, gosh, what a year. It's a very special year. 50th anniversary of Britain in Bloom. And we've got loads of stuff planned to celebrate that occasion. But one of the most exciting things I've got involved in, we've commissioned from Bath College, the mature students actually, not the youngsters, the mature students, they're designing a statue or a sculpture to go in Parade Gardens, which is one of our major parks. And the brief was 50 years of Britain in Bloom. And they come up with 6 designs. 2 of them were absolutely incredible. And we have to choose which one's best. And that will go on display in Parade Gardens forever and a day. And that to celebrate 50 years of Britain in Bloom.
Bath in Bloom are also giving away heritage and modern seeds to local community groups.
We've given them to It's Your Neighbourhood groups to compare. So seeds from 50 years ago, seeds from today. They're vegetable seeds. They'll grow them and compare whether they what the germination was like, what the yield is like. So that should be an interesting one to follow. We're doing a similar-ish thing with school children, giving away seeds from one of the Pennard seeds, actually. I think they're a local company. And they will be vegetable seeds with especially, they've got coloured leaves, all the different vegetables, different coloured vegetables and different coloured leaves to appeal to children. So that's another project which we are working on, and that will happen. So an exciting year. Yeah, you bet. It's going to be really exciting.
So much to look forward to in Bath and around the UK for this year's Britain in Bloom. If you've been inspired and you'd like to set up a project to transform your local area, visit the RHS website for further information about how you can get involved. Visit rhs.org.uk/communities, or you can call the team on 0207 821 3069. Or you could use the online map to find a group working in your area and get in touch to lend a hand. Most groups are run by volunteers, and extra pairs of hands are always welcome, whether you're interested in planting bulbs or writing newsletters. You can also find details on special Britain in Bloom 2014 launch events around the UK at nationalgardeningweek.org.uk. We hope you enjoy the 50-year celebrations, and thanks to everyone who helps to keep Britain in bloom. For now, from me, Sian Thomas, RHS Garden Visits Editor, goodbye.